Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor and Eel and NeilHaley.com. And I'm really excited about this guest, especially when we're coming to a holiday, Memorial Day, and we talk about, you know, the people that have died for our country. Well, he fought for our country, and he's a fantastic entrepreneur. So I'm excited to welcome the program from ABC's Shark Tank contestant winner, Eli Kramer. Bottle Breacher. Eli, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Eli. You know, we've talked about your story on Shark Tank. So this is where we're going to delve into some other interesting things. I want to also, I might have forgot last time we chatted, thank you for your service. I mean, to this country. We need people like you. And I remember at the end you talked about 9/11, and that's what made you sign up to become a Navy SEAL. So again, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah. It's something, where you know, it's that pride you have for wearing that uniform and knowing, you know, specifically enough that you're protecting our country, which we need people like you all the time to be here to help us.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of us that just, we have red, white, and blue pumping through our veins. And we also have that, you know, something that's hardwired in us that, you know, beats of service. And, you know, for me, that's one of the coolest things about what I get to do now is that even though I no longer wear a uniform anymore or carry a gun around, you know, I still feel like I get to serve the country in many ways, you know, whether it's supporting nonprofits, working with veterans that are getting out and transitioning into the private sector, you know, or any of the other things that we get to do. I still feel like we get to serve. And, you know, this country, that's one thing that I want people to understand is this country is worth fighting for. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand that, you know, you got your Katy Perry's of the world that don't understand it. You know, to have a country like we do, you're going to have to fight for it. You can't just coexist with everybody and get along. That would be great. Honestly, I would love nothing more than for that to be the truth. But you have a lot of ignorant people out there that put out, you know, a lot of bad gouge like that and then go home to their little, you know, $20 million mansion in Beverly Hills in the gated community and just say, hey, let's all coexist. And unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. And so there are a lot of us that understand that and are willing to, you know, give our lives, you know, for that.
And so you're helping both military veterans that are now civilians and also active military vets. That's an important part of your company, right? To make sure that you employ those kind of people.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And matter of fact, I came to New York this week to support an event called Elite Week or Elite Meet, excuse me. And what we did was we took 37 special operators that were transitioning from the military to the private sector, and we paired them up with experts from tech, finance, and entrepreneurship, and kind of showed them that these are a couple different routes they can take, and then connected them to key influencers in those communities to help them be able to find work.
And entrepreneurs, I think military and entrepreneurship go hand in hand, don't they, in so many ways of how structured and disciplined you have to be as an entrepreneur. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think they really do go hand in hand. There's a lot of correlations, and it's kind of funny because I'm one of those guys that thought I was too dumb to be in the business. And what I realized is that you don't have to be, you know, the straight A student, you know, nail your SAT type guy to, you know, succeed in business. But you do have to understand a couple concepts, and that's how important teamwork is. You know, and you're never going to grow a business of any size if you don't know how to grow a team. I mean, you also need to know how to move at a quick pace and, you know, innovate. And that's something that, you know, I learned in the military, how important it is to stay on the offensive. And, you know, we use that in our strategy at Bottle Breacher all the time. You know, and then there's attention to detail, you know, because when you look at our products, nobody needs our products. Nobody needs a bottle opener that is shaped like a bullet. But if you can make it look awesome enough, and if you can make it special for somebody, if you can apply those little details
right,
that make it just an over-the-top gift, people are willing to part with their hard-earned dollars for it. And that's something that I also learned in the military. So, you know, like you said, so much of what we do came from the military.
It definitely came from the military, and you had this idea, and you the sharks loved it, and then you've just continued. So give us an update on your company since last time we chatted, so our listeners out there understand what's new with Bottle Breacher.
Absolutely. So, you know, Bottle Breacher is still going strong. We still make everything in the USA. We hired another vet last week, and we just came out with our newest product, which is the Bottle Breacher Baseball. And it's a really cool product. It's made out of steel, so it's extremely high quality and extremely resilient, like most of our products. And it looks like a baseball, and it actually opens your beer. So if you love baseball and you love drinking beer, you know, this is a great product for you. So we've also got a tab on our website right now for, it's a Father's Day tab, and, you know, customers can go on and get, anything, you know, a bunch of different products, and we got a bunch of different sales for their dads on Father's Day.
See, that's fantastic. And that's the kind of stuff that you look for, is the when these great holidays come up, how you can provide, a deal. Because you see the value of certain days and how they relate to your product, meaning the fact of the matter that that you're thinking of vets all the time. You're thinking in the military all the time. And why wouldn't somebody say, okay, I'm going to go ahead and get this for Father's Day, but we're ultimately looking at a military veteran who has fought for our country, that is employing veterans and helping vets. This is a perfect gift for a dad. This is a perfect gift for Memorial Day as well, that people need to go and do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of folks out there will, you know, come up to a soldier, a sailor, an airman, or a Marine and say, hey, thank you for your service. But we've also found that there's a lot of people that are willing to, you know, go above and beyond that and support veteran-owned business. And, you know, for those of you out there that do it, you know, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it means a lot to us that, you know, get out, transition from the military to the private sector, and we're able to do what we do because folks like you support us. And I will tell you one thing, that we do have 500,000 unemployed veterans in the United States, and it's completely unsatisfactory. And so, you know, when we're able to come out and we're able to flip the script or flip the page in our own lives and go on and enjoy success in something else, it does mean a lot to us. And it also means a lot to us when our customers support us. And because of that support, we're able to give back and support our brothers and sisters who are transitioning and who might still be struggling with stuff that they brought home from the battlefield.
So you're also looking at paying it forward with your company. And that's the thing that people...
Yeah.
So does each purchase go towards the helping vets as well?
So what we do is we have a ton of different products that support nonprofits. We have several of our Freedom Frags, which is one of our newest products. It's a dummy hand grenade that can open your beer. It support veteran nonprofits. We also have multiple Bottle Breachers themselves, where some of them are 100% of the proceeds go back to a nonprofit, and some of them is a percentage, like 20%, go back to the nonprofit. But there's almost too many of them for me to even rattle them off on air. And it's just been something it's always been at the heart of our business, just because I've always personally felt that, you know, if you have the ability to bless other people and to partner with other people and to help other people, you need to be doing that. And it, you know, it's, selfishly gratifying, but it also makes a difference. And, you know, that it goes back to how important service is to so many of us veterans. And as long as I've got, you know, oxygen pumping through my body, I'm going to continue to serve other people. So that's just the bottom line.
Fantastic. Best place we can go right now. We need to go right now to purchase your product and stuff. Where can we go?
You can go to our website. It's www.bottlebreacher.com. And like I said, go to the Father's Day tab if you want to get some great deals for your dads, or if you want to just buy something for yourself, go ahead and go to the Father's Day tab too. But, you know, we've got some good sales going on. Everything's made in the USA. And thank you for supporting veteran-owned companies, because it does mean a lot to us.
Anytime, you're welcome back. Give us an update. I'm excited for what you're doing. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.